Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 15th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, but it's raining. We're getting some precipitation. That's good, but it ain't going to be enough, I'm afraid. Anyways, we're just going to start out chatting when we get back. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's see here where we're at. We're going to talk about, I told you I got a comment that said, I really appreciate all you do by sending us down the rabbit hole, but so many are waking, so we need a bigger rabbit hole. Big hugs. Now, what are you supposed to read into that fucking shit? I mean, it's the same old fucking thing that the CNBC, CBS, and Fox are wanting to take. I mean, they have been dusted on the fucking mainstream media. They don't have nobody fucking listening to them. I haven't turned them on in months, and I don't think nobody else has. So they're coming to the internet because that's where the fucking people are. And they think they're going to come in with their money and fucking power, and they're going to put up, they'll do a milk toast version. I mean, just like fucking Tucker Carlson, around the fucking edges, not naming the fucking Jews. Not naming the people fucking responsible for this fucking shit, not talking about the goddamn Bill of Rights. Well, it's not going to fucking happen. And as for the person who, I got your email last night, and it's going to the tracker today. You better be out of this fucking country. Or if you better have covered your fucking tracks so fucking well that the best tracker in the fucking United States can't fucking find your ass, or I'm going to find out where you're at. And I'm going to come over there and I'm going to whoop your fucking ass. Stomp you into the fucking dirt, punk bitch. We'll see how fucking bad you are. Now, onward and upward. Zelensky thanks Zuckerberg for helping him win the propaganda war. They're fucking telling you that these goddamn Silicon Valley is fucking running the public fucking square. And that it's time for a fucking mandamus, I think, to the head of the fucking oversight committee for the FCC. That's the only thing that's going to fucking shut these motherfuckers down. It might even be Zuckerberg out there. I mean, fucking man, boy, to have all that fucking power. From the Trenches is such a tiny little fucking goddamn blog. How could it be plugging up the hole? How could it be blocking your fucking plans? Just being so small and insignificant. Because it isn't, huh? It's because people want to hear the fucking truth. And they don't give a shit where they go to get the fucking truth. And they don't even give a shit if I say fuck, because they're getting the fucking truth here. This is from Summit News. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanked Facebook for its role in help. What, you're fucking involving yourself? Facebook is involving itself in a foreign fucking war outside of the fucking main corporation? That shows that this is not a fucking republic, that this is just a fucking collection of fucking corporations and sub-corporations and sub-sub-sub-corporations. Where it operating under an unlawful 14th Amendment that makes the people fucking subject and have and property of them goddamn corporations. Well, I'm not. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and I will be till the day I fucking die. You have no fucking authority over me. You never will. The Bill of Rights, the fucking ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 is the only law I will recognize because it is the only law for the United States of these Americas. That phony fucking constitution that never was isn't worth the paper it was fucking written on by the fucking Masons that fucking wrote it. And we know it. So, I mean, take your subject matter and shove it up your fucking ass, man. You talk to me, you better be talking to a common law court, and there aren't any, which is what Pelosi knows. Pelosi declared her goddamn sovereignty yesterday, didn't she? It's getting closer, these fucking two factions fighting over who's going to be the fucking ruler of the over the United States, or who's going to take the fucking money, the resources, the goddamn power. The wealth of our nation. That's what they're fucking fighting over. Nothing short of it. You know, back and forth. I want this. That's why, you know, Putin's fucking in the Ukraine trying to spread out where what's going to fucking be his. They all think they're going to pull this fucking shit off. But you see, the Japanese are fucking, I mean, the Chinese, I mean, they put 500 people in, or 5,000 was somewhere. I can't remember what it was. They put more people in quarantine today. Because you know what? Your fucking plans are falling apart right in front of your eyes, aren't they? All your fucking aspirations are fucking crumbling right in front of your face. This shit over in the Ukraine. I mean, the goddamn people, Israel over there talking to Putin and telling Zelensky to take the deal that Putin's giving you. This is just a fucking, this is just like a swapping and a goddamn final settlement of who's going to own what. In the New World Order, and who's going to own the people? Who's going to own you and who's going to own me? Well, nobody's going to own us. Because that rabbit hole, we have the map. We don't go down, God, we don't have to go down each little fucking, try to pull every strand of spaghetti out of that fucking ball. We got a map that takes us straight fucking through. And we come out the side with that map, which is the Bill of Rights in our left hand and a fucking rifle in our right. Or vice versa if you happen to be a southpaw. But it's happening. It's happening right in front of their goddamn eyes, and they don't know what there's nothing they can do about it. The fucking law is the fucking law. And we do have the absolute fucking not only right, but responsibility to enforce that goddamn law, which we are negligent in. But here's Zuckerberg. Fuckerberg's going to get in. Fuck you, Fuckerberg. You son of a bitch, he ought to be arrested as a foreign agent, unregistered foreign agent, shouldn't he? What's between two other fucking countries has nothing to do with the United States of these Americas. Are we the fucking people? The American nationals. We're not a part of your fucking one world order. We're American nationals. Our goddamn, our borders are fucking clear. And we got another one here about the Russians coming over here to get out. I mean, it's just fucking the same pathetic old propaganda bullshit we've been listening to for fucking months now. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanked Facebook for its role in helping him with the propaganda war. So there is a propaganda war going on out there, trying to fool people into going over there and backing the goddamn Biden mafia in the fucking Ukraine. Because, I mean, they're vying for fucking position and power, too. These are dynasties. The Trump dynasty, the Bush dynasty, the God Clinton dynasty. All they're wanting to go back to the fucking old world where we're just fucking serfs and we're off with his head while they're sitting in their own fucking shit like goddamn Biden does every day. Well, it ain't going to fucking happen because we are fucking armed to the goddamn teeth. We are the largest army on this fucking planet, and you're not fooling anybody anymore. You've had that goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist shoved up your fucking ass. You still try to mention it every once in a while, but it has pretty much been shoved right up your fucking ass, and now the people are looking at who you fucking hurt and who you killed and who you were trying to fucking kill and who you're still trying to fucking kill. Got shoved right up your fucking ass, Goebbels. Didn't work that time. The people are fucking more educated. That fucking internet got you, didn't it? Bit you right on the fucking ass. I mean, how big do you fucking want your rabbit hole to be? It's big enough for a fucking muddy elephant to walk through, and we have the fucking map. You want it bigger? Get the fuckers to take the goddamn algorithms off the fucking site. That's the only thing fucking choking this shit down. They're making it hard for people to get on the fucking site and hard for people to fucking participate in the site, you know, send in fucking goddamn comments, you know, fucking find little glitches here and there, but they're just sticking stuff in. They're doing any goddamn thing they can do to try to stop us, but it's not going to fucking work. They know it. There's too fucking many of us. And this fucking resent is around the world. The people of every fucking country are pissed, man, especially more of this COVID shit that comes out. This COVID-19 doesn't exist. And they're finding out that that goddamn death shot was just what we said it fucking was. And I mean, there was one article, I don't think I got it today, but it was talking about the military people fucking dying in their goddamn beds. Hey, military, who's your friend, buddy? Did you take an oath to that fucking constitution that never was, or did you take an oath to defend the fucking freedom and liberty of this fucking country that was fought for by the fucking American nationals, the fucking Bill of Rights, the rights the people were fighting for when the goddamn aristocrats that were violating those rights that the people rose up against? Oh, they just created a new fucking country, just like they're trying to create this fucking powers where they can call it a guideline. Everything's fucking voluntary in this country, don't you know? That's what they said when they first came out with their fucking lie of COVID. Well, it would have to be voluntary. We can't force nobody to take a shot. Well, we can use coercion. That isn't fucking, I mean, that's under duress. That's not causing duress. That's not threatening you. That's totally free will now, isn't it? Threaten you with your fucking job. Threaten you fucking with the not being able to go into fucking places or buy food or what might. That's fucking called coercion. And we understand what it is. And we will deal with it harshly in our fucking common law courts because they are going to return. Because the people are already fucking there. Even goddamn Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, she had to pull out her sovereignty yesterday, didn't she? But she can't protect herself with that fucking sovereignty. Because she is a part of the fiduciary. And she can be arrested within the fucking admiralty. But the goddamn, it would take the military going to arrest him. And that would take Biden to fucking order it, wouldn't it? And they've taken everybody out of the so-called military that belongs to NATO, the United Nations. And they have fucking pussified it. They're all wearing fucking pink high heels and fucking goddamn half of them are fucking men that think they're women and women that think they're men. You ain't got much of a goddamn threat. And as for your fucking technology, well, we gave a bitch slap to that the other day, didn't we? Wait till you see what's coming. Anyway, following its move to allow praise for the pro-Ukrainian neo-Nazi Azov battalion last week, Facebook said they would permit calls for violence against Russia. Following its move to allow the praise for the pro-Ukrainian neo-Nazis. Now, I don't believe they're neo-Nazis at all. I mean, they've taken the best aspects of goddamn fascism and communism, and they put them together, and they'll throw any fucking handle they want on it. But pro-neo-Nazis is, are you going to go fight for pro-neo-Nazis? Wasn't that World War II thing fucking against fucking Nazism? But now you're supposed to run over there and fight the fucking Russians, the commies? You mean like during World War One, when the Germans were winning the war, they had to settle for the Treaty of Versailles so they could go back and clean the fucking communists out of their country? You mean that shit? Right here, they're telling you neo-Nazis. So you got neo-Nazis killing fucking communists. Man, that sounds like a bad deal to me. I don't think I want to get involved. I think I want to step back, and all those Russians trying to get out of there. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, they're going through all of these strenuous fucking, amazingly fucking intrusive fucking policies against fucking Russia. Hey, what about World War II? Didn't we intern all the fucking Japanese people of the American nationals of Japanese descent? Didn't we put them in concentration camps? Are you going to put the Russians in concentration camps? Is that why they're over here trying to get into the United States? Before the war with Japan, were you fucking bringing in refugees from fucking Japan? Were ya? No, this is a different fucking game, isn't it? This is the play for the New World fucking order. So if you're stupid enough, and they're talking about, you know, the people going over there. And I got another article here about the percentages of people who would fight for this country. And I mean, you talk about bullshit propaganda. We'll believe any fucking thing you assholes say. I won't. And I think anybody that does is a goddamn fool. And I don't think there's that many fucking fools left. You had 10 to 20%. You have burned them up on every fucking issue. Just like with the goddamn COVID bullshit lie. People have figured out, well, these people, they keep saying COVID, they were wrong, weren't they? And then we know who every one of you was because they had to use every fucking one of you to look like they had anybody at all. The majority of the fucking people didn't fucking buy it, did they? It got crammed right back down your fucking communist throats. And we know that you created a biological kill agent that you've used across the fucking planet. You're all guilty of fucking goddamn crimes against humanity that get you put against the wall or get a rope put around your neck just fucking by any country, in any jurisdiction. But you wait till you face a goddamn common law jurisdiction having done something like that. You will be convicted so fucking, I mean, there won't be no goddamn team of fucking British accredited fucking lawyers, esquires, that paid enough money and paying the judge can't be paid off in a common law court because yet fucker can be arrested right in court just like any fucking buddy else. It will be justice. And you're not going to like the way it fucking turns out. As a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we have temporarily made allowances for forms of political expression that would normally violate our rules, like violent speech. Man, they were getting ready to put together goddamn teams to go out and fucking go after the people telling the truth about the fucking Jews, telling the truth about the fucking Zionists. Telling the truth about fucking COVID-19 that doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. I'll say it until my fucking face turns blue. COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Never did. And telling about the goddamn kill shot. Because that's what it fucking is. That's the bitch about the fucking truth, man. You can hush it up. But once it's out there, man, it's fucking, anybody can tell the fucking truth. You don't have to be down in the fucking rabbit hole to hear it. Once you're going through the fucking rabbit hole as soon as you hear the truth, because the truth is the goddamn rabbit hole. It's the path through without the goddamn lefts and rights, a maze to go through. It's just a straight shot. And more people every day are embracing that fucking bill of rights. They're seeing what we're fucking saying. I mean, it took this kind of goddamn insanity for them to see it. That flat fucking amazes me, I have to tell you, but they are fucking seeing it now. They're saying it can't be anything else. There is no other explanation. I mean, you can put this shit up here like, as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, we have temporarily made allowances for forms of political expression that would normally violate our rules. You don't make fucking rules for us, Facebook, Zucker Fuckerberg. You son of a bitch, you will fucking hang for violations of the fucking first article and violations of the fucking ninth article. And the fucking FCC, are you son of a bitches on that oversight committee who have been licensing this crime? You're going to fucking hang too. You're going to trial and you're going to hang.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know all that, you know what that really means is whoever goes at our narrative, that's what we're going to put on our platforms. That's all that means.
Well, of course.
Now, if you go against the narrative, they're not, yeah, you're going to get silenced. You're going to get taken off their platform.
Well, exactly, man. The bottom line here is the reason we're seeing this. This happens before every fucking midterm election and before every fucking presidential election. When it starts coming, the threats start coming into the trenches. Oh, we're going to shut you down. I'll have you shut down. I'll have it so you can't comment anymore. Really? Fucking do it, motherfucker. I'll hunt your fucking ass down. You've been in my fucking house. I drove your ass out of my fucking house. You invaded my fucking house as far as I see it. And there's only one fucking punishment for that son of a bitch. You better be a big important son of a bitch like you're pretending to be. And even at that, there's the 1,000-yard shot, motherfucker. You've declared the war. The war is on. As for the rules of war, well, we didn't discuss that. There are no fucking rules of war. But yeah, Dion's right. I mean, they think that they can set the fucking narrative through control of the fucking public square, but you don't control this corner of the public square, do you, son of a bitch? Do you, Fuckerberg? I can sit there and call you Fuckerberg, a faggot, like you fucking are, any goddamn thing I want to, and there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it, motherfucker. You fucking test it. I'll go after the head of that goddamn oversight committee, and I'll make that motherfucker have a choice of fucking turning your ass off, taking your fucking license, or signing his name to fucking treason. That will be the only choice he will have. Fuckerberg. Fuck around, and pretty soon you ain't around. And plus these local motherfuckers that are trying to, that want their goddamn, see, that's why the big rush is on. The push is on. CNN's already supposed to, it's just like, the love bombs back during Obama. Things weren't progressed. 100 years, they were supposed to have already taken Syria, fucking goddamn, Lebanon, goddamn, Jordan, Iran, and Turkey. It was already supposed to be done or in the process, and they didn't fucking pull it off because of the internet. Because I'll just show you this next one here. I really want to go to that article. I think I will. Excuse me here one moment. About 40% of Americans would rather flee than defend the USA, new poll finds from Jonathan Truly, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. The Quinnipiac University poll. A poll? Somebody did a poll? Who'd you call? Oh, that's right. You do your polls with the fucking registered voters, 10 to 20% of the fucking population, who all together do not make up a fucking, nothing close to a fucking majority if they all agreed at the same fucking time. This is a bullshit fucking poll. Bullshit fucking numbers. But it does show that the fucking people are I mean, they're not, the way they try to twist it. What would you do if you were in the same position as Ukrainians? Well, I wouldn't be put in the same position as Ukrainian because I have the fucking Bill of Rights and I'd already dusted the fucking motherfuckers like goddamn Joe Biden who came and his son Hunter who came over to be fucking the thugs and the god that declare that as their goddamn territory in the international corporate mafia. I wouldn't be bothering me a bit. I'd already killed them. Position as Ukrainians are now, stay and fight or leave the country. Only 55% said that they would stay and fight for this country. Why aren't you talking about that country? Why are you trying to mix apples and oranges here in front of me? I know what you're fucking doing. Overall, 38% of Americans said that they would flee if it, It appears that this country is facing an existential crisis of faith. No, we would flee. We would not fight for the fucking international corporate mafia. Why don't you ask them if they fight for their fucking Bill of Rights, if they'll fight for freedom, if they'll fight for liberty? That's why you're, I mean, this is how they skew numbers. This is how they twist, like an attorney, a twister, how they twist fucking words to try to make you think they mean something other than they do. With flee, it appears that this country is facing an existential crisis of faith. And yeah, we have zero faith in the fucking corporation that we have to destroy because they're our goddamn enemy. So you're admitting that 45% of the people, even the ones registered to vote, aren't buying your fucking shit. That's what you just admitted there. Faith, and we should have a frank discussion about why so comparatively few Americans now willing to pledge their lives in defense of this country. Not of this fucking country, not of your fucking corporation. Ask them if they'll fight for their fucking rights. Oh, I don't think you would dare, would you? Because I'm telling you right now, man, the people are pouring in. That goddamn rabbit hole is fucking elbow to elbow coming out, and they're coming out fast as they fucking can. Now let's see how many will fight for their fucking rights. That's the test in this goddamn country, because the corporation, they ain't gonna, anybody that would fight for the fucking corporation is a fucking traitor to the people and to our fucking law. Let's see how many people would fight for our fucking law. Oh, Quinnipiac has long been. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I mean, let's think about this, man, for a little bit, especially like with this Ukraine situation. I mean, these SOBs, ever since they did that coup in 2014 on Obama and with Biden, you know, Biden and his son over there, Biden gets $50,000 a month from oil companies, you know, just for being, you know, Hunter Biden. And you know, you have there after, you know, right after that 2014, you have, you know, the Jews come in there, they bag all the play, then all of a sudden now, guess what? Ukraine is one of the poorest countries ever, with the Jews running with their freaking puppet Zelensky in there, with Joe and Hunter Biden over there making millions off their country, man. And they, like you said, they're trying to hide their crimes, what they're doing, and trying to get us over there in it.
Exactly, man. Egg fucking exactly, only it's billions. Not millions, billions. They have committed goddamn espionage and fucking goddamn treason right in front of your fucking face, man. We have you can't just go over to another country. Well, it's like Syria. We're occupying a third of fucking Syria. Where was the declaration of war? Where was the invitation to come in? The Russians, they had an invitation to come into Syria. The Syrians invited him in. But here we are, and what third of that fucking country do we have occupied? This ain't no goddamn empire. This is a goddamn United States of the Americas. This is a free fucking country. It's not a part of a fucking empire. And it sure as hell doesn't belong to you, you fat little cunt sitting over there on the goddamn throne in England. You'll never fucking own it. Send your fucking boys over here. We'll send them back in a basket. In pieces. Anyway, you're absolutely fucking correct. I mean, this is just like where he's picked out his niche for his goddamn dynasty. This is where their corporate little mafia is going to fucking work as a part of the New World corporate fucking mafia, because that's what it fucking is. The international corporate mafia. That's what we've always called it. That's what it always has been. That's what it's showing itself to be. And just like yesterday with Nancy Pelosi. How did they do it? Because they can't be prosecuted, because they removed the only courts that could fucking prosecute them unless they prosecute each other in the admiralty, which would be senseless, because they all have a picture of the other fucking screwing a fucking poodle that they can whip out on them. But it's getting so fucking push and shove. Nancy Pelosi talking about fucking sovereignty, and then the reporter's talking about common law courts. Oh, is there some kind of sovereignty in common law courts that makes it so that fucking no government thing can touch you, but it can touch Nancy because she is. Well, I know she's not a part of the fiduciary. I guess it can't, because she's just a fucking part of a corporation. All she has to do is claim her sovereignty, and they can't fucking touch her. They can't take her. There's no court that can fucking take her if she understands what sovereignty is, and I guarantee you they all fucking do. They just refuse to fucking join. You have to volunteer into the administrative admiralty. They got a zillion sneaky fucking ways to make you volunteer. Even just fucking up fucking in your, and answering them. You can fucking, well, you just now joined with us and didn't even know it. Cause they wrote the fucking rule book. You see, that's private fucking law out of fucking England. And they've written it so that you fucking, they automatically, I mean, they could never force you into the fucking admiralty. But they could trick your ass into it if you're too stupid to even know what jurisdiction is. And most people don't even understand what fucking jurisdiction is. That's the problem. I was talking to Misty yesterday, and you know, the problem is, she's, you know, why can't you explain this? I cannot fucking do a mind melt on the radio. That guy, I gave you the goddamn mandamus. That mandamus fucking did what it was supposed to do. And I talked to another fellow who was talking the same shit, and I said, well, did you read the mandamus? Well, I read some of it and skimmed over the rest. Well, that's your fucking problem. You better sit down and read that son of a bitch to find every word and do it over and over and over and over again until you understand the son of a bitch. Once you understand it, you can apply what has been done there to any situation. That's the trick. That's the big fucking trick. That's what they all fucking know, your fucking ruling class. They've held their sovereignty. They know how. We'll be right back. Maybe.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
And here's one for you local Californians that have moved in here and think you're going to become a part of the milquetoast fucking media that's gonna make the money off the goddamn milquetoast fucking lies you tell and cover for the, while you're covering for the fucking Jews and the true people who are fucking destroying the rest of us, shitting on our rights. This one's for you.
Rode in from the west with an eye for a dollar to make. He pitched us a sail about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Too young but in love when she met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Jim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the
listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific Time, and that it was, let me see what the hell it was. Straw in the Wind by A. And I didn't get that down there, because we've got all new things working here. By the Steel Woods. Okay, we gave our credit. Now, where were we? All right. Almost 40% of Americans would rather flee than defend the United States, new poll finds. It's how to ask the question, I suppose. Would you fucking, how many of you would fucking go fight for this goddamn United States corporation and their goddamn international corporate mafia wars? That would be that's the question you were asking, you dumb son of a bitches. Why don't you ask them how many would fight for their freedom and their liberty? Ask them how many would die to make sure that it fucking was passed on to their goddamn children like it should have been passed on to us. That's the question. Let's see here. Where were we? It is important to note, while the results were shocking overall, many did say that they would stand and defend the United States from an invader. Now see, oh, really? You mean like a goddamn international Zionist invasion, like the one that fucking formed a corporation in 1878 in violation of our people's fucking law, that have invaded our fucking highest seats of fucking power, that are now occupied by a communist fucking committee? You mean those kind of invaders? You goddamn right. And that number is right about 75 fucking percent, motherfuckers. Largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet. And we are armed. When asked this question, 68% of Republicans, see, here we go. The people they're polling are the ones that are stupid enough. Like, how many are there? Have you left 10? Because if you poll 10 people, I mean, you still can come out with a 68%. See, that's what people don't get. They're not polling shit. They're not polling the people across the fucking board. They're polling the people who are stupid enough to participate in these unlawful corporate fucking elections. Occupational fucking elections. Treason. 68% of Republicans and 57% of independents say that they would fight. However, more than half of the Democrats, 52%, how many are there? How many are you talking about here, you son of a bitch? You see, they try to act like this is the population they're talking about. This isn't the population they're talking about. This is the ones that are stupid enough to fucking still continue to commit treason when they gotta know it's goddamn treason. This is a fucking corporation that has been unlawfully removed the fucking, the people's goddamn jurisdictional goddamn courts. Tried to, and under their 14th Amendment, which is a fucking violation of the 9th article of our fucking Supreme Superior Absolute, unalienable, ratified law of December 15, 1791, they have created the 14th Amendment naming us subjects. You think we're going to fight for your fucking ass? You think that's why nobody has no goddamn, don't care about these goddamn elections anymore. I don't know. How many did you poll? 10? How many are there altogether? 1,000? Well, 1,000 people, you're going to say, oh, this is what the whole country thinks. You fucking phony fucking pricks. You think we're children. You think we can't figure out fucking goddamn 1 + 1 = 2. And you try to convince us that 1 + 1 = 3 because it has to. If it doesn't, you don't get your fucking New World Order, do you? 57% of independents say they would fight. However, see, even at that, with the Republicans and those in independents, however this little tiny handful fucking of people are, you got a goddamn, how do you get to over 100% and still have half a Democrat? All these guys. And they're getting, I mean, you old propagandists, you need, you're getting old, man. You need to get somebody watching over your shoulder. Said they would flee before fighting for their country. No, before fighting for your corporation. And they ain't gonna, and our people aren't gonna flee. They're not the fucking voters. They're not the goddamn fucking fools that are going along with the Democrats and conservatives. And my right. I got right. Oh, right, I vote, that's right. No, that ain't your fucking right, you goddamn retard. And everybody who isn't a retard's done figured it out, so whatever little percentage of the population you are talking about there really is fucking irrelevant, isn't it, Fuckerberg? Oh, let's see here. They would flee before fighting for their country. 8% did not have an answer, a shrug. That is equally alarming. You should be fucking alarmed because we're not going to fight your goddamn mob wars any goddamn more. You've done run everybody out of the goddamn NATO fucking military, the international military that would ever, that had the balls to fucking fight by trying to kill them with a goddamn death shot. Hell, they're dying in their goddamn bunks. Your technology isn't fucking so frightening anymore to us. You know why? Because we fucking built it. We're the ones that, I mean, these son of a bitches that are running these country can't even check the oil in their own fucking car, and we're supposed to be afraid of these fuckers? They're duplicit. They have lots of power, and sometimes they can throw it the wrong way and tear a lot of shit up. But you ain't gonna whip a fucking army of intelligent, informed fucking American nationals. You just ain't gonna fucking do it. You or your fucking Chinese buddies. Comrades. And the Chinese and the goddamn Russians and the fucking goddamn, well, I ain't gonna call these countries because they're fucking corporations. Putin's the head of a fucking corporation. Biden is supposed to be the goddamn monarch of this fucking aristocracy corporation. And Xing, 2-centimeter Peter, he's the head of a fucking corporation. And we're not gonna kill each other so you guys can fucking, I mean, actually, it's just a struggle over fucking wealth when these son of a bitches have more wealth than they can spend in 10 generate fucking rations. It's pure fucking greed. It's want for power. It's wanting to own people. It's wanting to be able to molest that little child right out in the goddamn open, and nothing you can do about it, because I'm king, don't you know? Well, you want to bet? A many a king has lost his fucking head over such shit. And we don't have a monarchy here, motherfuckers. Actually, what we have here is just a goddamn free land for the goddamn American nationals. This is American national land. This ain't even the fucking United States. Because the states have all become fucking subcontractors under the main contractor, the United States Corporation, and they have no goddamn authority whatsoever over nobody that doesn't work for them. And even the people that work for them, common law courts could yank their, they'd all be fucking hung. That's why that was the first thing that they had to get rid of for the attempted takeover of our fucking country, was our common law courts. That's where we exercise our power, through the paper. But of course, our fucking founders knew this shit. They knew that the people would grow weak and complicit. That's why they put that second article in there. Only took 3% the first time around. I guarantee you, we got fucking probably about 60 to 75 fucking percent of the population now. That's why this shit is scaring the shit out of them. You're going to order me to go fight you Russians in Ukraine? No, you ain't. It's just like coming to bring me that fucking shot or to take my fucking gun. You're going to get a mouthful of fucking lead. That's what you're going to get, and it's going to spark it off. And that's what they fucking fear. That if it sparks off, I mean, the people are so fucking outraged across this goddamn land. They are going to fucking tear this place down to the goddamn foundation, kill every motherfucking traitor, or march them into the goddamn sea, and then we're going to build it back. And we will be prosperous, and we will be happy, and we will be left the fuck alone because our sovereign borders will be fucking defended. We'll drive every son of a bitch out of here that has come here as an alien. At the behest of this fucking corporation, that corporations are not there to fucking assure freedom and liberty. They're to make money. Just like I explained about the Forest Service. When they first came in, they were there to steward the land for you, to make sure that nobody messed it up so that it would be there for your children. But it was still illegal to create it. They can have no jurisdictional authority over the fucking public lands that belong to each and every fucking one of us. And not as a fucking collective, as in the fucking individuals, as dictated by that fucking Bill of Rights. That's what they can't get around, is a motherfucking Bill of Rights. That son of a bitch is in their way. It's been in their way. It's going to stay in their fucking way, and it will be what destroys them, as intended by the men that fucking wrote it. They wrote it so it could never be broken. But it will. They also knew it would depend upon the fucking people stepping up to fucking defend it. But there's a plenty. We have more than a fucking enough. And send your fucking Chinese over here. We'll plant those motherfuckers. We'll find ways to mass fucking kill them. This is our fucking turf, buddy. I know you got your goddamn a ton of Chinese over here already and trying to get more over here. Bring them. You'll find out why fucking people don't fuck with Americans. Real Americans. I'm not talking about these goddamn pussies walking around with their goddamn pants hanging down around their fucking knees and their dirty shorts sticking out, or little boys wanting sex change operations and shit. I'm talking about the goddamn warrior men of this goddamn country. And you just sent us a bunch more back. You fucking trained them, and they're fucking trained, fucking excellent training. And now they're going to, I mean, like I said, we'll lose a couple million. I have no doubt about it. And it's our own fucking fault for being delinquent in our duty. But once the killing's been done, I mean, you take these guys who are getting, dying in their goddamn bunks, their parents are thinking, oh, I sent Johnny off to be a soldier to defend the United States of America. No, you didn't. You made a goddamn international corporate thug of your son. And now your son's fucking dead and you understand what you fucking did. And after these 2 million people are fucking dead, learning the art of fucking guerrilla warfare, the ones that are left are going to be their relations. And they're going to know how to fucking fight. And they are going to be the meanest motherfuckers that ever fucking breathed air on this goddamn earth. You got Indian blood. You got Viking blood. You got fucking every vicious, I mean, the goddamn German barbarian blood. They took the fucking Romans out. You fuckers think you're bad? You fucking mercenaries? We will fuck you. Wait till you see what we do to your asses. And them Zuckerberg. You're going to get captured alive. We want your ass alive. We want you to fucking stand in front of the public in a fucking common law court, and we want to convict you of the crimes that you are prima facie of fucking guilty of. You and your buddy Bezos and your buddy goddamn Bill Gates. All you motherfuckers over in the Silicon Valley that are part of this fucking communist shit. You are going to fucking answer up. See, everybody knew. I mean, we're calling communists, and we were telling you it's communists and fascists. It's communists and fascists. And you're looking over at the Ukraine, and they're telling the goddamn, what are supposed to be free Americans, come over to Ukraine and kill Russians for fascism. Well, didn't you just, I mean, didn't we have a war in the 1940s, where that World War II thing, where we were killing the fucking Nazis? When we were, being a Nazi was a bad thing, and being a communist wasn't much better. But what did that war actually accomplish? It fucking preserved international communism and created the fucking, made Russia a goddamn threat to the United States of America, just like they've made China a fucking threat to the United States of America. China would have never been a threat to us. MacArthur had already whipped fucking goddamn North Korea. He was going for mainland China, and he would have walked right through there and tore their fucking asses up. They would have never been a threat to us. That's why Truman called him back and fired him. Because they make their plans 100 years into the future. We, two of the enemies that we're supposed to be so goddamn afraid of, China and Russia, were created by the fucking corporation, the United States Corporation. Two of them, but they're all corporations, which you gotta understand. These guys sit down in the same room, they swap spit. They trade old ladies. They do any goddamn, I mean, they're fucking scum. They fuck dogs together. They're not against one another. They're trying to find ways to end up with the fucking most and get rid of the most of the population on this fucking planet so that they can fucking control what's left. If they can get her down under 500 million, they figure that between that 500 million, they can go back to the old thesis of the goddamn, Gangs of New York. You can always pay half the poor to kill the other half of the poor. No, you can't. Not if they know who they are. And they know they ain't. The only reason they are poor is because you're stealing from them. I think they're going to want to kill you, motherfucker. What do you think? And like I said, it's fucking exploding. I can see it on the site, man. They've looked every direction they can for an explanation that isn't what we've been telling them for the past 10 fucking years. They finally had to come around and go, by God, what you guys were saying were fucking right. You were right about it. Man, they tried to, I listened to the guy who told me, you can't let that, don't listen to that guy, he swears. But when he's swearing, he's telling the goddamn truth, evidently. And now you're fucking standing there with your goddamn, I mean, you can't even try to deny it anymore. All you can do is look at your feet and say, I was fucking stupid for falling for that. And if you fall for, I mean, anything past what we're looking at now, how fucking stupid are you? Can you fit that fucking muddy elephant down that rabbit hole? You're going to shake that son of a bitch if you want to come through the rabbit hole. Oh. Let's see here. We should be alarmed of this poll because it shows a deep disconnection with this country and its protection. What is its protection? What has always been the power of this country? Us, the people. Have always been the fucking goddamn power in this country. We have been the fucking bearer of the arms. We are the ones that kicked the shit out of goddamn foreign countries, not knowing we were doing it for the corporate mafia. But we are the fucking ones, that greatest generation that went over there and killed the goddamn Japs 100-1. Those were Americans. And those Americans are still fucking here, and we will protect our goddamn, we will protect our Bill of Rights. We will protect our goddamn law. We will enforce our law. And then our country, we will get rid of you fucking corporate cocksuckers. And then the land we walk upon, our fucking rights will bleed out of it. And we will defend that from any fucking goddamn challenge, from any fucking buddy. China, you want to give her a fucking go? We will take our Titan submarines and we will destroy your whole fucking country. You better understand that we would destroy this whole fucking planet before we would live as slaves upon it. That's just goddamn how spiteful an American is. And how goddamn determined we are that nobody's going to tell us what to fucking do. If I ain't bothering nobody, nobody better be bothering me. But we're going to have our goddamn, we're going to have our autonomy back. We're going to have our goddamn courts back. We're going to have our, and we'll be able to do the procedures. We can peaceably fucking, any dispute we have between us as individual free nationals, we can fucking settle it in the fucking court. And I'll tell you what, I go to a fucking court and I fucking, those 12 horrors and those 12 fucking ditch diggers say that the other person's right, I will accept it because there is no fucking better, never even been anything to come in the goddamn same realm as that system of justice because we elect the motherfuckers that that really have no power. They are just put in place for us to exercise our power through a system. The power resides in we the people. The jurisdiction resides in we the people. And it is up to us to fucking exercise it. And it is up to us to fucking defend it. To enforce it. If they take away the whole, they've taken away the sheriff. They've taken away the coroner. They've taken away our judges. So that we can't get the posses together. We can't get the goddamn militias together. So it comes down to the individuals like I think the writers of the goddamn Bill of Rights knew it would. Worst case scenario, one of them sat there and said, I gotta believe it. He said, worst case scenario, the individuals can stand up as individuals if they infiltrate so fucking deep that you can't even build a fucking structure as individuals. All they have to do is enforce their rights as individuals and come out fucking and use those goddamn guns. That's what they were fucking, that's what we got that second article for. It ain't for fucking hunting, though that's a side fucking benefit. And it ain't for target shooting, which is a side benefit. That motherfucker was put there for exactly what we're facing today. It was to fucking put down a tyrannical fucking rule over we the fucking people. And that's what we have to use it for now. We have let this shit go on. Generationally, we've let this shit go on. Our fathers have fucked us. Our forefathers have fucked us. Clear back to goddamn 1878. They have fucked us. It's 1869. They have fucked us. Fucking Blinken's goddamn declaration of fucking martial law across the land. They have fucked us. They should have killed every one of them back then. But we have a plenty to do it. And we've got plenty of goddamn lawful reason to do it. You have the right to defend your fucking life and your property. It's called a natural right. It's outlined in that unalienable ratified law of December 15, 1791. It's your goddamn right to kill anybody who tries to enslave you. That'll do it for today, guys, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about, I mean, just read the fucking goddamn, if you read the mandamus, read the whole son of a bitch and read it a few times and go to the definitions every time until you understand what you're reading. And then you can see I gave it to you. God damn what I would have given if somebody would have gave that son of a bitch to me fucking about 20 or 30 years ago. That is The Word from the Trenches.